Imagine for a moment that you're standing at the edge of a dense, familiar woods. You've walked the same path through these trees 1,000 times. In fact, the trail is so worn down, the grooves so deep, that your feet seem to find their way without you even looking. But there's a problem. This path always leads to the same dark, cold clearing, a place where the air feels thin, your heart races for no reason, and a sense of impending dread settles over your shoulders like a heavy, wet blanket. You know this place. You call it anxiety. But what if I told you that the path isn't a permanent fixture of the landscape? What if I told you that the only reason you keep ending up in that clearing is simply because the groove in the earth has become so deep that it's hard to step out of it? Welcome. I'm so glad you're here. My name is Amber Anderson, and over the next 21 days, we aren't just going to talk about your anxiety. We're going to pick up a shovel and start carving out a brand new path, one that leads to sunlight, steady breaths, and a quiet mind. Most of us treat anxiety like an uninvited house guest who refuses to leave. We try to ignore it, we argue with it, or we try to numb the sound of its voice. But anxiety isn't a person, and it isn't a character flaw. It's a loop. It's a physiological feedback circuit where your brain and your body get stuck in a game of what if and danger that never seems to end. Think of it like a glitch in a very sophisticated piece of software. Your brain, specifically a tiny almond-shaped part called the amygdala, is trying to protect you. It's your internal smoke detector. The problem is, your smoke detector has become so sensitive that it's going off every time you toast a piece of bread. Eventually, you stop looking for the fire and just start living in a constant state of alarm. The anxiety loop is what happens when that alarm triggers a physical sensation, maybe a knot in your stomach or a tightness in your chest, and your mind interprets that sensation as proof that something is wrong. That thought then creates more physical stress, which feeds more anxious thoughts. Around and around it goes, faster and faster, until you feel like you're spinning out of control. But here is the beautiful scientific truth. Your brain is plastic. It is changeable. It is capable of being rewired at any age, under almost any circumstances. This is the miracle of neuroplasticity. I've designed this journey to take exactly 21 days, because that is the sweet spot. It's enough time to disrupt the old, deep grooves of the anxiety loop and begin hardening the soil on a new way of being. We aren't looking for a quick fix that fades by next Tuesday. We're looking for a structural shift in how your nervous system responds to the world. In the first week, we're going to focus on awareness, becoming a detective of your own mind. You'll learn to spot the stress signals before they turn into a full-blown spiral. In the second week, we'll move into the pattern interrupt. This is where the real work happens, using practical, immediate strategies to halt the racing mind in its tracks. And in the final week, we will work on feeding the calm, building a lifestyle and a mental script that makes peace your new default setting. I want to be clear about something right now. You do not need to be fixed because you aren't broken. You are simply stuck in a loop, and the exit is closer than you think. Throughout this book, I'm going to ask you to be curious rather than judgmental. When you feel that familiar spike of worry, instead of saying, "Oh no, here it goes again," I want you to start saying, "Ah, there's that loop. Let's see what happens if I take a different turn today." This journey doesn't require a bottle of pills or a lifetime of searching for the root cause. It requires your presence, your patience, and a willingness to try something different for just 3 weeks. So take a deep breath. Seriously, do it right now. Let your shoulders drop just a fraction of an inch. You've been carrying the weight of the world for a long time, and you're tired. I know, but the path to the clearing is right here, and for the first time, we aren't going to follow the old tracks. Are you ready to break the loop? Let's begin.